Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. We really appreciate it. You know what I mean? For Sheezy, for sure. Today's topic is true love is only found in God. True love is only found in God. Anybody can say They love you. They can act like they love you. But true love is only found in God. You know what I mean? For sure, man. We up in here, man. Before we jump into it, let's go ahead and open up with prayer. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you, Father, for your mercy, and thank you for your grace. Thank you most of all, Father, for loving us and showing us how to love. Father, we now decrease so that you may increase in us. Have your way in this place. Please be pleased with our praise, and please get the glory from this broadcast. I pray that you will water the seed that will be planted and let it produce a great harvest in your kingdom, Father, 100-fold, 200-fold, however you want to multiply it back. Father, let us come up to where we need to be in you. Let us trust you more. Let us obey you more. Let us love you and people even more. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done. And forgive us for anything that we've done, said, or thought that may be against your will and way, or anything that we may do or say or think. Have mercy on us. Continue to lead and guide us, for we do love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For sure, man. For sure, for sure. We up in here. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Call at number 714-202-9959. Today's topic, true love. Yeah, we're going to be looking at true love and how true love is only found in God. Yeah, not to be mixed up with folks that say they love you, but then they act a whole different way. You know what I mean? Not to be mixed up with folks that say they love you, act like they love you so they get what they want, and then you see the true motives. You know what I mean? True love is found in God, only found in God. And true love is the most important thing that can be found in God. Yeah, we're ending the series that we just did on In You. You know, some of the things that we found in God, you know what I mean? We'll look at some of those today, too. So this is the last thing that we wanted to point out that's found in God. It's not the last thing that's found in him, but it's the last thing that we wanted to point out, and it's the most important thing that we wanted to point out that is found in God, you know what I mean? Because love, with love and kindness, the Bible says, with love and kindness have I drawn you. That's what God said. He drew us with love and kindness. He drew us closer to him, brought us closer to him by him being kind to us and loving us. So we can't draw others to Christ if we, you know, are not kind to them, if we are not loving them. We act like they got to live up to certain requirements or rules or what have you, keep certain rules and regulations before we can, you know, accept them. Nah, that's not love. True love is the most important thing that can be found in God. And love, some of the things that love do is hope. It helps for the best. Yeah, hopes for the best. You know, it encourages you as well. Love outlasts any obstacles. There's just a couple of things, and we're going to be looking at 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. If you would, just go ahead and go there. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. 4 and 8, we all know how, you know, John 3:16 says, God loved the world so much that he gave his, you know, only begotten son, his most precious gift. He gave his, God loved the world so much that he gave us his heart, which is Jesus the Christ. That's God's heart. So if you're rejecting Jesus, then guess what? You're rejecting God's heart, man. You're rejecting it. You know what I mean? God is love. Let's not forget that. Yeah. God is love. He can hate because he hates evil. He hates wickedness. You know what I mean? He hates when we disobey him, but he still loves us. See what I'm saying? He hates some of the things we do, but he still loves us. All right? Now, it's up to you, the individual, if you want to accept and receive his love. All right? So out of all the gifts, let's just look at some of the things that's found in God that we went over. Out of all these gifts, remember that the most important one is love. All right? But these things are also found in God. True peace. Yeah, found in God. Comfort is found in God. Joy is found in God. The truth, not a truth. The truth is found in God. You know what I mean? You won't be confused because he represents the truth. He is the truth. You know what I'm saying? I am the way, the truth, and the life. Moses said, who should I tell them that sent me? God said, tell them I am sent you. All right? I am. See, he will always be. You know what I mean? In God, there is rest. In God, there is complete satisfaction. There is strength in God, power in God, endurance, you know, continuing to do right. That's found in God. Yeah, he'll help you. Inspiration, he inspires us. Guidance that comes from God. That's what inspiration is. Guidance that comes from God through the Holy Spirit. That's found in God. Faith and faithfulness is found in God. Help is found in God. Life, your life, is found in God. That's right. Justice is found in God, true justice. Not just saying it with liberty and justice for all, but displaying that true justice. You know what I mean? His kingdom is established in justice and righteousness. God's kingdom. All right? In God, there is freedom, man. True freedom. Yeah, you can be free while you're locked up. Yeah, because you're free in God. Salvation makes you free from the laws of sin and death and the laws of this world. You know what I mean? So it puts you above the law. You know what I mean? Really. But you're not above the Lord. Get that right. You can be above the law, but not above the Lord. All right? Anytime you want to be above the Lord, you got a problem. You're acting like Lucifer. All right? So go to 1 Corinthians 13. Let's jump on in this thing, man. Let's jump on in this love thing. The most important thing that is found in God is love. All right? There's a lot of things found in him, but the very most important thing that is found in God is love. God is love. Jesus said, you will know my disciples by the love that they show. All right? So that's how you know. It don't matter. He didn't say you'll know my disciples by the commandments that they keep. He said you'll know my disciples by the love that they show. All right? Because you know what? Love is the fulfillment of the law. All right? The greatest gift is love. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 13 and 13. This is going to be the main scripture we're coming from, the main chapter, 1 Corinthians 13. We'll be looking back at it again, but right now I just want to look at this one verse in particular, verse 13. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter and the 13th verse. We got more scriptures. You know, we keep them scriptures on deck. You know what I mean? So, like always, we encourage everybody to get into the whole Word of God for yourself. Yeah, the whole Word. That means the Old Testament and the New Testament. You know what I mean? I mean, people be killing me talking about they, you know, the Bible is left out stuff. It left stuff out. Stuff is left out of the Bible. And this, that, and so much controversy around the Bible. But they read any other book and take that book and believe that book over the Bible. They say the Bible was written by man, but then they go right around and believe the science books that was written by man, the math books that was written by man. You know what I mean? Go turn right around and all this info and getting knowledge and believe those books and credit those books, but then want to say that the Bible was written by man, but the other books that you're coming from, they written by man. And I'm going to tell you like this. The Bible was written by God. Yeah. This thing on? Make sure this thing, okay. The Bible was written by God. You don't believe me? You can read in the Bible where it says that he wrote on the first stones. You know, he wrote the commandments on the stones first before Moses broke those. You know what I mean? So God wrote the Bible. God wrote the commandments first. You know what I mean? Then he used people that had faith in him, that trusted in him, that was available to him. He used those people to write the Word, okay? Because the Bible is completely testifying of the goodness of God. You know what I mean? The goodness of God and how you can get eternal life and everything like that if you serve him. You know what I mean? And then it also talks about the fate of the evil one and the fate of the wicked. You know what I mean? So whose side you on? Are you on the good side? Take all out of good, that's God. Or are you on the evil side? Put it in front of evil, that's devil. And I'm going to tell you like this, if you're in the neutral zone, well, I don't believe in God or Jesus. When God said, I made you right, he said, I'm going to spit you out. Just because you didn't choose a side, I'm going to spit you out my mouth because I made you right. At least I made you to make a decision, right or wrong. But then you want to be in the middle, I'm going to stay right here. So he said, those kind, lukewarm, no, I'm going to spit you out. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd rather you be hot or cold. All right? So, yeah, let's look at it. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Verse 13 says, and now abide faith, hope, and love. These three. But the greatest of these is love. It's 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and the 13th verse. It says, and now abide faith, hope, and love. These three. But the greatest of these is love. Yeah, love is greater than faith. Love is greater than hope. And I see faith. All this goes together, you know what I mean, and everything like that, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. But it's also without love, you can't please God either. You know what I mean? So you love, you know, we realize that God loves you, and that's what draws you. Then you turn around and start loving him. He shows you how to love people, you know what I mean? Give your heart to love people, you know what I mean? Then your faith comes, and then that brings hope, you know, and so forth and so on, you know what I mean? So God loves the world so much that he gave us Jesus, his most precious gift. You know what I'm saying? He loves us so much that he gave Jesus, his most precious gift, to us, his human creation. Not to the angels, not to the animals, you know what I mean? Not to nature, but God loves the world so much that he gave Jesus, his most precious gift, to us, his human creation. And guess what? Love campaigns against sin. Yeah, that's right. Love campaigns against, it fights against sin. It stands against sin, right? That's why God still loves you, but don't love the sin. You know what I mean? Love feels all things. You know, it's heartfelt. It comes from the heart. Love comes from your heart. You can't love somebody from your head. You know what I'm saying? Got to love from the heart first. You know what I mean? Then you can probably love him with your mind and everything like that, because the Bible does say love God with all your heart first. It says love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Then it says love your neighbor as yourself. So love feels all things. It's heartfelt. It sympathizes with others. You know what I mean? It really wants the best for to happen for others. Not no hater. You know what I mean? Seems like we live in a world full of hate. Because, you know, you really can't, you rarely run into somebody that really loves you, that sympathizes with you. You know what I mean? For real, you know? But love believes and expects the best in all things and for others. Love hopes for the best. Love endures, comes every obstacle that it has to face. Yeah, love endures and it overcomes every obstacle that you face. Because when you walk with God, man, you turn your life over to God, or you submit to God, or what have you, embrace God and want to do things his way, then it's all kind of opposition that you're going to have to face. You know what I mean? It's the straight and narrow. So it's very challenging. It's like walking a tightrope. Then you got an enemy that hates you that's trying to knock you off the tightrope. But you got a God that's with you. Jesus walking with you. You know what I mean? And even if you did fall, he going to catch you, so you'll never fall. You know what I mean? Really. All right? So love never lets you down. It holds you up. Love never lets you down. No, love never lets you down. Love. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Love always wins. Mm-hmm. Yeah, love always wins. Love always comes out on top because it endures. That hate don't endure. It might last a long time or what have you, but it don't endure to the end. Love endures to the end and continues throughout eternity. So love always wins. We have the victory. Pursue love and not lust. Right? Pursue love and not lust. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out much love to all those that's listening. Today's topic, true love is only found in God. We'll be right back after these messages.
Yes. I can go on.
Now I can go on, but you don't.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's a mystery to me now, man, see Jesus.
The nights that I cried,
you love.
When I should have died.
When I should have died, you love.
Lord, I'll never know why. I'm grateful, Jesus.
It's a mystery to me now, man, see Jesus.
Hallelujah.
When all hope was gone, you loved it.
Lord, you gave me a song.
You gave me a song that you loved
it. I'll never forget you, Jesus.
Now I can go on, cause you loved it.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery to me now, man, see Jesus.
I'll love you, Jesus. And now I know.
What it really means.
Your love is everlasting.
What it really means.
Thank you, Jesus.
What it really means to love.
Your love endureth forever. Thank you, Jesus.
To love.
No one can love me like you do, Jesus. Love you, Jesus. You hold me. And you keep me. Yes, you do, Jesus. Your life appears. The love of Jesus is all you need, GP.
Yes, Father, help us to love. Help us to love you with all of our heart, soul, and mind. And Father, help us to love people as we love ourselves. Help us, Lord. Help us to love our enemies as well. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in here. What's cracking? You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out much love to all those that's listening. We really appreciate you. Today's topic, true love. Not loose love, but true love is only found in God. Anybody can act like they love you or say they love you, especially to if they got some hidden agenda or some hidden motives behind why they are saying they love you or acting like they love you. You know what I mean? But true love is only found in God. God loves you, and you can't do nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? God loves you regardless. You know what I mean? You got to be good for God to love you. You know what I'm saying? God loves you anyway, regardless. I don't care where you at, who you is right now. God still loves you. You know what I mean? I know he hates evil. So, hey, he hates the devil. You know what I mean? But true love is only found in God. Like I said, people can act like they love you or they can say that they love you until they get what they want from you. Then what? You're stuck. I thought you loved. But true love, that's what we're pointing out today. True love. Stop going after that false love, that true love. the true love that's only found in God. You know what I mean? The first place that you can definitely look is in this Word of God, in this Bible. You know what I mean? But don't go to the Bible acting like you're going to read just a regular book. No, this is the Bible, the Word of God, man. So you got to come to God being truthful, honest, open before Him. You can't hide from Him now. You can't, even if you have a hidden agenda, He sees your hidden agenda. So you got to be real with God, man. Be honest, because He sees everything. He knows everything. He just wants us to be real. He know you ain't perfect. And stop waiting to clean yourself up, man. I'm going to come to God. I'm going to accept His love after I stop smoking. I'm going to accept His love after I stop drinking. I'm going to accept His love after I stop sexing. You know what I mean? Come to God, man, while you're doing all that. Yeah. Come to God while you're doing that. That's right. In all of your ways, acknowledge me is what my Father told me to do. He didn't just say in all your sinless ways. In all of your ways, because He knows that you're going to mess up. If God check you, He can always check something that you're doing wrong. You see what I'm saying? So come to Him and be real, man, because that's the only way you're going to experience this true love that is found in God. So today's topic, true love is only found in God. Now let's go to this next scripture. It's going to be in 1 John, man. Looking at the love of God. The love of God, man. Let's look at 1 John. We're going to look at the 4th chapter. That's toward the back of your Bible. 1 John, 4th chapter. And then we're going to look at verses. We're going to start with verse. We're going to start with verse number 7. All right, so that's going to be 1 John, the 4th chapter, verses 7 through 11. And it says, beloved, see, it's talking to you. Yeah, anybody who's listening to this, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. I like that. That's amazing. I asked the Father, I asked my Father to help me with this. And I didn't even have this scripture, but He just dropped it out there in my spirit. You know what I mean? 1 John, 4th chapter. I'm going to read verse 7 again. It says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Beloved, let us love one another. Yeah. You're going to love God you can't see. You know what I mean? But then say you love your brother who you can't see. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone who loves, is born of God and knows God. That's how you know who's true or not. Because everyone who loves is born of God, and they know God. Verse 8, 1 John 4 says, he who does not love, does not know God. Mm-hmm. He or she who does not love does not know God, for God is love. See, that they go to show you. It don't matter how many good deeds you're doing or how many commandments you're keeping. He who does not love God does not know God. You got to love. And the commandments, they're not to teach us how to behave, but they're to teach you how to love your neighbor. You know what I mean? They're to teach you how to love each other. He who does not love does not know God. So you can say it all you want to, but if you're not loving people, then you don't even know God. For God is love. Verse 9, 1 John chapter 4 says, in this, the love of God was manifested toward us. So He showed us. In this, the love of God was manifested towards us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. In this, the love of God was manifested or brought forth toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son, Jesus, into the world, that we might live through Him. Now that's love. He sent Jesus into the world to die on our behalf for our sins, so that we might live through Jesus. Mm-hmm. We might live through Him now. That's love right there. In this is love. Check this out. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us. See that? Yeah, I know we humans, we like to feel like we're important and all that, but not in the kingdom, man. You know what I mean? You're important to God. Yeah, true. But you ain't more important than the next person that's in the kingdom, so stop it. You know what I mean? The Bible tells us to exalt others higher than we exalt ourselves. Anyway, I'm going to read that again. 1 John chapter number 4, verse 10 says, in this is love. This showing you right here. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins so that we might live through him. Beloved, if God so loved us, guess what? We also ought to love one another. See, those are the two first and greatest commandments. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. The second one, love your neighbor as yourself. That don't mean the person that live next to you. That means whoever in your life. Treat them like they live next to you, like your neighbor. I can't even say that. We don't even know our neighbors these days. But treat them. The Bible, the golden rule says, treat others how you want to be treated. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Say treat others how they treat you. They say treat others how you want to be treated. Now imagine that. If the world treated, if each one of us, not just believers, but everybody that's on the earth, treated everybody like it was themselves. Because you're not going to let no hurt come to yourself. You ain't going to try to hustle yourself. You ain't going to, you know what I mean? You're going to love. You're going to let nothing happen to yourself. You protect yourself. You want the best for yourself. So that's the way you're supposed to do with others. Protect that person. You know what I mean? Want the best for that person. You know what I mean? Uplift that person, not tear them down. I mean, how would you treat yourself? That's how you're supposed to treat others. You know what I mean? Yes. I like that. Today's topic, true love, is only found in God. Let's go to the next scripture, you know what I mean? And that's going to be in Leviticus, the 19th chapter. That's in the Old Testament. Shouts out much love to all those that's listening, man. We appreciate you tuning in, you know what I mean? This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. So, yeah, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, the third book of the Bible. Let's go to Leviticus, the 19th chapter. Leviticus, the 19th chapter. Verse 18 says, you shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. This is what God is telling you. You know what I mean? You shall not take vengeance. I'm trying to repay nobody. Revenge. The sweetest joy. Yeah. Pop, we heard you. But we on this Jesus stuff. You know what I'm talking about? We on this life. You shall not take vengeance, though, nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, especially not those that believe what you believe. Don't take vengeance on them. Don't hold no grudge against the children of your people. But you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. That's what God tells you. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love a complete stranger as yourself. Well, I don't know them, so. Do you know you? Love. You'll get to know them. You know what I'm saying? For sure. Love your neighbor as yourself because God said so. Ain't no option. You know what I'm saying? He said that's a command. Now, if you choose not to listen to his command, then you're on that disobedience. And he got something for that disobedience. You don't believe me? Ask Satan. You know what I'm talking about? Let's go over here to Deuteronomy. Next scripture. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. What's that? The fourth? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. The fifth book of the Bible? Deuteronomy, the sixth chapter, though. Still in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Yeah, the whole Bible. See, that's why we in the New Testament and the Old Testament, because the whole Bible is to teach you how to love. I'm going to tell you, let me help you out now. When you love God with your everything and you love people, then people get this Jesus. You see what I'm saying? That's how people see Jesus, by the love. You can say it all day. There's a lot of people that are talking it. There's a lot of hearing, but God's looking for hearers and doers of his word. You can hear the word, I know I got to love you. I can say I love you. But do you really love that person? You know what I'm saying? Let them step on your toes, do something you don't like. Do you love them? Yeah, we step on God's toes. We'll disobey him even after he tells us. He still loves us. Well, I ain't God. But you're striving to be like Christ. You know what I mean? Or you're decreasing so that God can make you more into the image of Christ. You know what I mean? So stop that. I ain't Jesus. You know what I'm saying? You should never hear a believer say, I ain't Jesus. I know you ain't Jesus. You know what I'm saying? I ain't God. Yeah, I know that. But you are in the kingdom, right? You want to benefit from being around God or being on God's side. You want to benefit from it. So do obey God, man. Woman, children, Deuteronomy, 6th chapter. I'm going to look at verse 4 and 5. Deuteronomy 6th chapter, verse 4 and verse 5. And it says, Hear, O Israel. And Israel is, Christ came, he made Israel, anybody who believes Jesus. Okay? We're not looking at the physical right here, right now. No. You know what I mean? Anybody who believes Jesus or who has accepted Jesus, who has received Jesus, is a child of Israel. You know what I mean? So, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Yeah, now we're getting there. Yeah, that's good. I like that. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, not two, not three. But I thought it was Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but they one, man. They are one. Okay? You don't want to, you still got some problem with that? You got three parts to you. You got more than that, but three major parts. Let me break it down for you. You got a body, you got a soul, and you got a spirit. Those three equals one you. Okay? So, with that being said, the Lord is one. Whether he's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he's still one God. Okay? Verse 6, Deuteronomy 6 says, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Yeah. Don't give him your all. Love God with your all. Everything that's in you. Love him. You know what I mean? Love him. Don't worry about the sacrifices. The things you got to give up or I got to do this. Don't worry about that. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. You know what I mean? He'll let you know what to do as far as behavior goes. See, people be putting too much burdens on top of folks and make people not want to come to the Lord. When God is all about love, he understands your imperfections, man. He's not surprised by it when you mess up. Acknowledge me in all your ways. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I want some attention. That's what God is. Show me some attention, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm God. I deserve everything, but I ain't going to even force it on you. You know what I mean? I want you to love me. Realize who I am and love me for who I am. You know what I mean? Who are you? I am. Yeah. Who are you? The way. Who is God? He's the truth. Who is he? He's the life. You know what I mean? That's right. And no person comes to God except through Jesus the Christ that kills all religions. I don't care what you believe. So what? You know what I mean? Your belief can't get you into heaven. You have received Jesus. And what he's done on your behalf. Yep, we're going to represent Christ to the end. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to endure this thing, man. Love endures. I told you, love always wins. Love endures all things. That's right. Matthew. Let's go to Matthew. Moving right along. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. And that's the first book in the New Testament. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. I'm going to read a few verses right here. And again, I want to encourage everybody to get into the whole word of God for yourself. We need it. You know what I mean? Get into the whole word. Don't leave nothing out. Don't just take bits. Ooh, I like this part. Ooh, I don't like this part. No, you got to take the part that cuts you too. Because it's going to make you better. See, God will cut you, but he'll bandage you up. You know what I mean? He'll knock that stuff off of you that you don't need, and he'll replace it with the stuff that you do need. In other words, he'll take death off of you and out your life and put life there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't you want to live? Yeah, we're going to live forever. Matthew 22. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. And we're going to start at verse number 36. And it says, matter of fact, we're going to start at 35. Because there's the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the lawyers coming to question Jesus. Not to question them to see how they can get right, but they trying to question him to discredit him. But how many of us know the devil is the liar? All right? Matthew, the 22nd chapter, verse 35 says, Then one of them, a lawyer, asked Jesus a question, testing him. How are you going to test God? Come on, man. and saying, verse 36 says, Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Now, we just read that in the Old Testament. Now, Jesus is reiterating and reinforcing it right here in the New Testament when he was here walking in the physical body. Verse 37, Matthew 22 says, Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. He's the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Verse 38 says, This is the first and great commandment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that commandment didn't change. Look at it. I think it's Deuteronomy. It's the Ten Commandments or what have you. But that first commandment never changed. That's the first commandment. Love God with all your heart, your soul, and mind. Have no other God before me. Before me, in other words. All right? And then verse 39 says, And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 40 says, On these two commandments, loving God and loving people, hang all the law and the prophets. Yeah, that's how you become Lord of your life, when you do what he say. You know what I mean? You're loving God with your everything, and then you're loving people like they you. On these two commandments, hang all the law and the prophets. It ain't got to be thou shalt not and thou shalt not. Following those, how about thou shalt love? Uh-huh. Then how about this one right here? And I need help with this one. Love your enemies. Help me, Jesus. Because you know we be trying to get them back. We be wanting to get them back. Even if we don't get them back and try to put it in God's hand, it's still hard to love your enemies. You know they're your enemy. But we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. See, that's why you have to love those that oppose you, because it's not them that's your enemy. It's Satan. Satan hates them and he hates you. He don't care who he's used. Satan hates everything and everybody. He hates God. He hates God's children. And he hates those that can become God's children. He hates God's whole creation. But he'll act like he loves you. You know what I mean? What do you offer Jesus? The kingdoms of the world. Act like he loves you. I'm going to give you a gift. But from Satan, it ain't no gift. You know what I mean? Ask Kanye. He said it. I sold my soul to the devil. I know it was a crappy deal, but at least it came with a few toys like a Happy Meal. That's what your boy Kanye said. Kanye West. You know what I'm saying? But love. Loving God. Loving your neighbor as yourself. That fulfills the whole law. The devil cannot give you a gift. He gonna give you some punishment or some wicked, some evil. You know what I mean? But he can't give you a gift. He offered Jesus the kingdoms of the world. How you gonna offer the Lord the kingdoms of the world? You know what I mean? He owns everything already. But he offered the Lord, Jesus Christ, the kingdoms of the world, and said, I give you all this and their glory if you bow down and serve me. And Jesus said, man, if you don't get out my face, Satan, enough playing with you, get up out my face. You know what I'm saying? Because it is written, you shall serve the Lord your God only, and in him you shall trust. So with that being said, the Old Testament teach you how to love. Love is the purpose of the whole Bible. Yeah, the whole Bible teaches you how to love, not how to behave. That's cool, but it ain't about your behavior, because the Bible says it's not up to him who wills. It's not even up to him who runs, but it's up to God who shows mercy. Yeah, it's all God, not you. Right? The finished work of Jesus the Christ. Look at it. That's love right there. Yeah, he did that for you. He didn't have to leave the throne. He didn't have to leave heaven to come down here and save us. He could let God destroy. God could have decided to destroy the whole earth and not spare Noah. You know what I mean? Not spare Noah and not come back as Jesus. He could have. But he's love. So the finished work of Jesus the Christ, that's love. He died for your sins. He died for my sins. My fault. You know how folks get my fault. I apologize. God come in your way. He come here and say, I take it for them. Don't punish them. Don't kill them. You can kill me instead. Look at that, man. Don't kill the humans down there. I'll go sacrifice my life. Kill me instead of killing them. You know what I'm saying? So I received Jesus. Yeah, Oasis. Yeah, I've received Jesus. Will you? God raised Jesus up for his glory. Uh-huh. Man killed him, but God raised him up for his glory. The love of Christ is what compels us. You know, compels me, makes you want to do right. His love makes you want to do right, in other words. The love of Jesus, the love of Christ, the love of God makes you want to do right. So stop living for yourself and live for Jesus. He died for you, and he is resurrected on top of that. So for the Muslim that be talking about when you mention Jesus and then you say peace be upon him, no. No, it don't work like that. Peace be upon him, that's for the dead, for rest in peace. My Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ ain't dead, cuz, you know what I mean? The love of Christ is what makes us want to do right. So we stop living for ourselves and we live for Jesus. And, you know, he died for us, but God raised him up for us too. So do not love the worldly mindset or the things of the world. See, religion, that's of the world, man. We ain't coming to give you no religion over here. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ, when hip-hop meets the truth, when hip-hop meets the life, when hip-hop meets the Jesus. So do not love the worldly mindset or the things of the world. If you do, then guess what? You don't love God. Yeah, with a worldly mindset. The Bible calls it carnal. You can't love God with a worldly mindset because your mind is more influenced by the world. I'm sorry. Your mind is more influenced. Your mind is more influenced by the world when you have a worldly mindset. But when your mind is spiritual, that means your mind is more influenced by the Word of God, by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. You know what I mean? This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Shouts out much love to all those that's listening. Right now we're going to grab a phone call from a homie. Wanda, what's happening, Evangelist? I'm just going to make you Evangelist. That's right. What up, Wanda?
What's up, Oasis? Good morning. Good morning to you. I was listening to the podcast, and you know, everything you said about the Bible, you're reading it straight from the Word, and it's so real and so true. You can't be a child of God. You can't be of Jesus Christ if you can't love someone as you love yourself. And, you know, like you were saying, you hear people say, oh, I ain't there yet. Oh, I ain't there. I can't love everybody. I'm just not there. I'm not. Well, then that means you're not God. That means you're not of God. Because when you're of God, you're striving to be like him. You're striving to love everybody as you love yourself. You don't announce that you're not that way. I'm not going to love that person. I don't love everybody. You don't announce that because Jesus announced that he loved us all. He died and he rose just because he loved us.
That's right.
So
That's right.
We follow and we believe and we know that if we want to be like Jesus and if we want to live right and treat people right, we want to treat them like we would treat ourselves. And we strive to do that even when the demons try to fight against it.
That's right.
Right.
What we look like when God tell us to love somebody, then we say, turn around, I can't love everybody. God said, love everybody. You ain't going to even try. You're going to talk yourself out of it before. What he say, go, because it ain't even that difficult. You know what I mean? Because you got him loving through you. See what I'm saying?
That's right. But then when you allow that demon to come out and say something like that, then you are serving who? Who are you serving? You sure ain't serving Jesus when you come out and say, oh, I ain't liking that person. Oh, I can't love everybody. I can't be everybody's friend. I can't be everybody, love everybody. That's not of God. That's not of God.
Sound like a bunch of excuses to me. And guess what? Excuses don't work. You know what I'm talking about? Because if God said do it, that means you are capable of doing it. So stop talking yourself out of it and start sounding like Jesus, man. At least reach out and try. At least take a step or two toward him. You know what I mean? It ain't that difficult.
Right.
He said, my burden is light. You know what I'm saying?
That's
my yoke upon you. But my yoke is easy. My burden is light, man. The weight of the world is on your shoulder. That's what makes it heavy and hard for you. But Christ, he makes you strong. That's why you go through so much stuff. What my boy Genesis say, you go through hardships, you know what I'm saying? Because he make you hard so you can weather, you know, stay in the ship. You know what I'm saying? It get rough sometimes when you're following Christ, living in an evil world. But then when you realize that you got God on your side, you in his hands, then what you got to worry about? You know what I'm talking about?
That's right. That's right, Oasis. That's right. That's all I can say about that. That's what I'm saying. If we would just let Christ lead us. See, we're led by spirits, and the spirits that you allow is the spirits that you serve. So if you allow something to make you believe that you don't have to love everybody, then that's something that you have to deal with, because that means you're not loving Jesus, because you love as you love yourself. When you're trying to love you, you love yourself, you're loving Jesus. When you say outside yourself, I'm not loving someone because, you know, I'm not there yet. I'm not the Christian that says I'm not there yet. Okay, you're not there yet because you choose not to be. That's a choice. So guess what? You're choosing to serve somebody else. I know that you deal with demons and not flesh and blood, but that means you're dealing with it. God was a fighter. He's not a punk.
That's right.
He's not a punk. He does bow down to the demons. The demons bow down to him.
Amen. Oh,
so that
you
means
thought
you
so.
Authority over demons. So that means you got to tell your demons, look, I'm the authority here. And when I say bow down, you
That's
bow
right.
down. You come
That's
to
right.
me with that, I'm going to tell you, get out my way. And get out my way. Like you said, I'm tired of fooling with you. I don't have time for your foolishness. Get out of my way. I'm not a punk. And don't make me knock you down. Either you're going to bow down or I'm going to knock you down. So
that
you
right.
got to get out. And that's
either way
you
go,
that's
you're
going to
leave and defeat it. Yes, sir.
You're going to be defeated. You're already defeated. You have no power over me. I'm not going to allow you to have power over me. I'm going to take authority, and I'm going to tell you, be gone and leave now before I use my power and knock you down. You either got choices. See, those are the choices that people that say they're Christians can make, or people who know Jesus and have accepted Jesus should make. Now,
right.
if you know that you have Jesus, then you know that you can make those choices. You can tell these mountains, get out of my way. You can tell them demons, leave me alone. Because, yes, we're all flesh and blood. However, we're flesh and blood, and we're made in Jesus' liking. That means we're made after him. And that means we're striving to be like him, and we have the power that he had. He died as a lamb, but he rose as a lion. So he knows that he has all power over life. Death is in the power of your tongue. So make the demons die. Kill the demons if you have to. Either you're going to make those choices or you're going to die. Because that means if you don't choose that, that means that you're not serving Jesus Christ. You don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. And when you know who you are, that means you know that Jesus is your Savior. You're not
you
afraid.
You got confidence.
That's right.
You got confidence. That's right. That's what I'm talking
You're not
about. I'm calling in here stirring it up. You know what I'm talking about? That's why you got that evangelist spirit. You know what I'm saying? Coming in here firing it up. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Appreciate you tuning
that's
in.
Right.
Yeah, see, that's amazing, too. You say life and death is in your tongue. So that's what I'm saying. The devil going to influence you, then you're going to speak a curse out your mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
When God telling you what to do, you know he loves you, but your flesh saying, I mean, cause I'm going to tell you, when God command you, yeah, it's going to go against your flesh. Yeah, it's going to go against your flesh because your flesh don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want to get up every Saturday and do this broadcast. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'd rather just chill out on a Saturday morning. But God,
right.
you know what I'm saying? Got his spirit in me, and I'd rather obey him than to go by how I feel. You know what I'm saying? For sure, man. That's what it is, Wanda. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, think for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Make your own decision. Don't let the devil influence you. God tell you what to
that's,
do. He ain't going to make it. He tell you what to do,
right.
and he give you a choice. You can listen to
that's
me or
right.
not. I'm going to tell you what
that's
to
right.
do, but you can listen to me or not. But I am who I am now. I'm me. I am. I ain't got to make it in heaven because I made heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Oh, boy. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. I think this went to other two homies. Hold on. Let me see.
Yeah.
I think this Young G and Big Hurt. Young G and Big Hurt.
Right.
And Mike on. What's cracking?
Well,
Mike
said
up,
1-2-1-2.
What it is?
What's poppin', King? What the boo? What the move is? Evangelist Wanda, man. We hear you in the background, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
Up, man. You know, I'm still cooler, man. Really just enjoying listening, man. You know, I just had to check in and let y'all know I am in the building. In case they think we ain't united, you understand me? They don't need to know we over here. I might not be speaking, but I'm definitely listening and watching. You dig it?
Okay, then. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Appreciate it, King.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know what?
What up, there, Hurt? What up with it? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to speak on something. You know what I'm saying? I completely agree with Wanda, and I think why people really falling victim to flesh because, you know what I'm saying, it's that lust of all the flesh stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's so easy to get connected to it, and people get addicted to it just like that. And it seems so good at the moment until the end. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing the outcome going to be. And so, like King G said, long, long time ago, we was having Bible study under the carport. He was like, it's like two pit bulls. You got your flesh, which is one pit bull, and then you got your spirit, and that's the other pit bull. And what we doing, okay, we know you're going to end up feeding your flesh every now and again, but you feeding them scrap. That's the one pit bull. And so for the other pit bull, that's your spirit. You got to feed the spirit twice as much as what you feed your flesh.
All right.
Feed your flesh once and double up on that. You feed the spirit twice. So that way, when it comes down to it and you got to pick one, it's a pit bull fight. And since you've been feeding your spirit, which is the big pit bull that's been eating good versus the little stray pit bull, which is the flesh, which he been eating bones and garbage and stuff, the spirit pit bull going to overcome the flesh pit bull because it's stronger and it's more power. You've been feeding it more.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's true. You know what I mean? Easier. That's what it is. Pursue love, not lust. You know what I'm saying? Too many folks go get caught up in going after lust. You know what I'm saying? Because it's easy to do that. It's easy to give into your lust. But you got to fight that thing. You know what I'm saying? You think it was easy when Christ walked on this earth? You know what I mean? It was hard. He probably wanted to wipe them out, but he knew he had to save them. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to kill me, slap me, beat me? Do you not know? I know if we had the power, boy, we'd be some boy. That's why he's the Almighty. Thank you, Father. But we've been to wipe some folks out, man. I know I've been there with back and got a couple of people. But God has put this heart of love in me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that he's the one that's in complete control, man. So appreciate you, team, checking in and everything, man. You know what I'm talking about?
My pleasure.
All right, then. Yeah. This is where hip hop meets the Christ. Be right back after these messages.
First I wake up in the morning and I get up out of bed, feeling real good about the thoughts in my head. It must have been the dream that I had last night. Got my head in the clouds like I'm going on a flight. Can you feel me? It's raining but I gotta go to work. I'm thinking about the people wishing that they could work. If I could, I'd bless everybody with a job. But I can't, so I'm praying, please do it for them, God. Hey, help them pay the bills that they trying to get paid. We working every day and we still ain't got it made. That's why I continue to put it down on the mic. Dark clouds in my way, but I still gotta fight. Hey, till the next day when the sun gon' shine, you looking for the
deep. Hold on, DJ Scratchy. Scratch on your ones and twos. And y'all know we about to run that back. Y'all hear him? That's my other host over there, man. Genesis, Young G, as long as God give it to me. Singing to the glory of the Lord, man. It is what he does, man. You know what I'm saying? It's what he does. And even if he don't do another thing, he already done enough. Hit it.
First I wake up in the morning and I get up out of bed, feeling real good about the thoughts in my head. It must have been the dream that I had last night. Got my head in the clouds like I'm going on a flight. Can you feel me? It's raining but I gotta go to work. I'm thinking about the people wishing that they could work. If I could, I'd bless everybody with a job. But I can't, so I'm praying, please do it for them, God. Hey, help them pay the bills that they
trying to get paid. We working every day and we still ain't got it made. That's why I continue to put it down on the mic. Dark clouds in my way, but I still gotta fight. Hey, till the next day when the sun gon' shine. You looking for the D, you can find him on the grind. I'm grinding all the time, but I still must say, listen to me, real talk, things happen when you pray.
It's what you do for me, so I gotta let it be known. Tell about your goodness on every song. Lord, it's what you do for me, so I gotta let it be known. Tell about your goodness on every song.
Okay, y'all, my turn it up just a little bit more, just in case you forgot what I came here for. I came to change the game and rearrange things. Hard to keep my head above water, but I maintain. So watch me twist the flow just a little bit. Wonder why I do it? Well, I do it for the love of it. Only because of his love I am breathing. Thanks to his love I survived last evening. Don't look at me and think that I ain't been tested. Because of my test I deserve to be blessed. Yes, I stay confessing my wrongs up to heaven. Learn to repent at the age of 11. Look at me now, I'm looking at 24. It's amazing how far grace and mercy you go. And that's what you do, so I gotta let it be known to the world, so I put it down on every song.
What you do for me, so I gotta let it be known. Tell about your goodness on every song. Lord, it's what you do for me, so I gotta let it be known. Tell about your goodness on every song.
When I think about the world and the shape that it's in, I gotta move quick to grab a pad and a pen and start illustrating everything that I see. Yeah, I know I got my eyes closed, but I still see the problems attacking the youth around me. They was looking for a friend and they found Young G. And please believe me, I'ma represent for him. And God put it in me, so I gotta do it for him. I got a lot of love for people that need love. When your man needed love, God sent it from above. Was looking for a friend, so he gave me a friend. And at the same time, taught me how to be a friend. That's why I continue to put it down with the pen, to let you know your man understand where you been. So let it be known I've been around, but I'm here. And God, I know you promised me that this is my year.
It's what you do for me, so I gotta let it be known. Tell about your goodness on every song. Lord, it's what you do for me, so I gotta let it be known. Tell about your goodness on every song.
Young G make you want to sing, don't it? Yes, sir. See, I can hold a little tune, but he be hitting them notes and everything. And then he fire with the lyrics on top of it. I know. I'm going to give all praise to God for you. That's what he do. You know what I'm saying? Give all praise to God. You heard the song. It's what you do for me, so I got to let it be known. I'm going to tell him about your goodness on every song. Boy, yes, sir. Hey, boy, that's all right right there.
I'm Young G. As long as God give it to me.
Yes, sir. We up in here. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. We appreciate you tuning in. You know what I mean? Hanging out with us. Just giving you this Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? For those that don't have Jesus, get this Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Today's topic, true love. True love is only found in God. Now, we should have been able just to say love is found in God, but, you know, there's a lot of posers out there. You know what I'm saying? Trying to pose as love. You know what I mean? Even Satan poses as an angel of light, but he's darkness. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. So true love is only found in God. You know what I mean? The greatest gift is love. Now, I'm going to go back over some things we went over today. The greatest gift is love. The greatest gift is love. Hold on. Let me bring one homie. Yo, G, I'm King Dennis. What's up?
Mic check, 1, 2.
Yeah.
Hey, what it do, King? Hey, man, I've been sitting here trying to chime in for the last few minutes or whatever, man. But
uh-huh.
I guess we was experiencing some more technical difficulties, man. You know how the negative
got
energy
you, we got
be, man, when it try to oppose the energy of these kings, man, when we come to set these people free, man, you know, doing our rightful duty. Hey, I was really trying to piggyback off what the homie, first of all, man, I appreciate the accolades, man, and the what do you call it, the credit that you and King Hurt been giving me, man. You know, and as usual, I'm going to tell you, you know what I mean, I wish I could take the credit, bro, for the gifts, you know what I mean, and talents that I bring, and King Hurt, I wish I could take credit, you know, for the wisdom and the revelations that I be having on certain things. But y'all know it ain't me, man. It's coming from God, man. It's coming from the wisdom of our forefathers, man, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the universe, the God of the solar system, the God of astrology and science and all of that, you know what I mean, the creator of all, you know. So I got to pay homage and give homage to whom homage is due, but I do understand what the word of God said, where I be lifted up, I would draw all men unto me. So I do know why, you know, people tend to give credit, but because they understand the God. But like Oasis say, we reference the King of Kings over here. You understand me? So, right. You know, let me pick it back on what King Hurt was screaming about, man, right before we went to the commercial, man, and played my song, It's What You Do, because it is what he does. You understand me? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pick it back on that right quick, man, and the two pit bulls, you know. And just in case you're listening and you're wondering out there in radio land or internet land or telephone land, and you're trying to figure out, well, how is it that we feed these two pit bulls? Because first of all, I don't even like dogs. I know why you're talking, you know what I mean, for you. If you don't like dogs, you know what I mean, those of you who, you know what I mean, I ain't feeding no pit bulls. I like Pekingese dogs. I like Yorkies. Well, check this out. You know, he was just using figurative language, you know what I mean, language that'll create imagery in your mind so that you can get a picture of the game dropping down. So let me make it crystal clear what the homie King Hurt was talking about, man. You know what I'm saying? The two pit bulls, as he stated, is symbolic to your spiritual and your physical self. Now, the feeding of the two pit bulls, okay, let's take the pit bulls off them. Let's say spirit and flesh. We'll say your negative and your positive. As if you was a magnetic current, because believe it or not, we are magnetic because we draw the energy that we put out. If we put out negative energy, we're going to draw that. In other words, you reap what you sow. You know what I mean? In other words, they call it karma. You know what I mean? That's what they call it. You know, it is what it is. You know what I mean? It's just all energy. At the end of the day, this is how you feed that negative energy, which represents the flesh or the carnal thinking or the carnal mindset. Well, when we give way or when we give in to the desires or when we give in and we yield to the pleasures of certain things, right, or certain sounds or certain feelings, because we give in by way of our senses, by way of what we see, by way of what we hear, by way of what we touch, by way of what we smell, and by way of what we taste. So when we give in to our five senses, which make up, you know, our carnal existence, being physical, being flesh made, when we give in to all of these desires and pleasures, well, we feeding that, as Big Hurt described to y'all, as one of those pit bulls. But you feeding that negative energy, as I would like to call it.
Right.
So every time,
evil.
Men, every time we see the sister, you know, draped in revealing clothing, you know, because it might be hot outside, and you know, as kings and queens of this land, you know, black man and black woman, you know, you know who you are. We only talking to the children of God. You understand me? If you ain't a child of God, then this language is gonna be foreign to you. You understand me? So you know, I'm not gonna cut no corners. I'm talking directly to my people. I'm talking to God's people. You know what I mean? I am not, you know what I mean, directing people in general. I'm addressing the chosen generation, because you had your chance. When God told you throughout time to repent and get it right, you had your chance, but you chose to kill the prophets, and you chose to kill the messengers, and you chose to oppress the messengers. And, oh, my God, I feel a certain type of energy, King Oasis, that's pulling me in a whole different direction of what I'm trying to say, because we got some list for airwaves, and I feel your energy, and I feel your speculation. But see, one thing about it, you know what I mean? The Bible says that Jesus was wise in knowing their thoughts. He responded. So because I'm knowing your thoughts and I'm knowing the negative energy that you're throwing his way, I have to speak out and I have to address, you know what I mean, the kings in this atmosphere and stir up something in them and spark this flame in the brain that's going to ignite a nation. And we got to let you know that, hey, we know who you are. We know who you are. And furthermore, we know who we are.
All right.
So when we address this issue, when we address this issue of the carnal or the negative energy, and we address the issue of the spirit or the positive energy, let's address this for what it is. Now, when we give way to the lust for desires for our physical nature, when we see that sister, that queen, you understand me? Because that's all that get our attention, kings. We only attracted to them queens. So, you know what I mean? Let's kill the speculations and make it is what it is. So when we see them, we say, oh, my God, Father, that's a beautiful thing that you created. And I got to be honest, if you anything like me, you might say, wow. If you got two eyes, you might look two times and say, God, you did your thing with that. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep it 100. I got two eyes, so I might look two times. You understand me? And I'm going to keep it 100. I ain't finna sugarcoat it. So when we do that, though, when we do that, we got to call it what it is. We can't cover it up either. That's feet in that carnality. That's feet in that negative energy. That's feet in that flesh, man. Because now, once you was now you got it. Hey, I can't pick on nobody else. I got to pick on myself because I don't know your story. I wasn't there. So I got to expose my own self because you can't expose what I ain't ever did. And the truth shall make you free. So when I give way to that flesh and I say, man, she bad. And then I look one more time and say, boy, look at that. You know what I mean? I just fed something. And the fact that I fed something, meaning that something has to be nurtured, and that I fed, that I sold, something's going to have to come up out of that. Now, what's going to come up out of that eating? Well, I ate that seed, so now I have to take God to be prepared for the harvest that's about to spring forth, because now I got thoughts that's going to come up. Now it's more than just, oh, she's beautiful, or wow, that's not. Now it's some more thoughts, you know, and fellas, I don't know what the thoughts be like. They go into detail, like, I wonder if, them type of thoughts. Now you have rising up. Now you have, now you see the nutrients and the vitamins, that negativity being broken down and becoming the manifestation of real emotion or feeling, because now you want to act off of that because you sowed that seed. So now something is growing and you can't kill it because you don't know how to chop it off at the root. And like Oasis was saying, I always do quote, you have to go through hardships in order to be made hard to weather the storm in the ship. So a lot of times we are tempted with these various temptations of our flesh. I just use the figure of the queen, because that's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life. You know, so that's why I use that example, because I believe that that's universally, most of us can relate to that. And ladies, y'all can relate to it in the opposite form as opposed to y'all seeing us. So, you know, I had to bring it to a realistic sense, because a lot of people, when we talk, you know what I mean, feeding the spirit, feeding the flesh, they get sidetracked and they get distracted. They get lost in the religiosity of it. What we talking ain't religiosity. It's not religion. What we talking is real practical, real logical, real physical issues that we face day to day, that we like to talk up to imaginary fairy tale, so to speak. But we need to know it's real life, everyday situations that's occurring, that's attacking our that positive energy that we have to feed. Now, real quick, I told you I got a lot to say because I've been quiet for over an hour. So now, this is how we feed that positive energy. When you tune in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ Blog Talk Radio, by way of archive, by way of phone, or by way of live tuning in online, well, you're feeding that energy that we call the spirit, that positive energy. Why? Because you're learning knowledge of self. You understand? You're learning knowledge of self. You're learning knowledge of one that created self, which is the creator. You know, and once you attain this knowledge, once you attain this information, now remember, information without understanding is just information. It doesn't become knowledge until you have understanding of that information. And when you acquire the understanding of the information, remember, Proverbs said, in all thy getting, get the understanding. Once you have the understanding of the information and you have knowledge of how to apply the information, now you have wisdom. And wisdom is the principal thing, because wisdom is that power. Wisdom is that access to talk and speak directly to God, because first of all, you got to be wise enough to know how to approach the throne. Got to be specific, as well as got to be attentive. We don't know how to be attentive, so you know, we have to learn how to hear from God as well. Hearing has a lot to do with what feeds our positive energy or our spirit. It's what we hear, because that's what we learn. We learn based off of what we see and based off of what we hear. So by reading this word of God that Wanda was talking about, and by reading this word of God that Oasis is talking about, you will begin to act out this word of God that King Hurt and myself is talking about. You will begin to be not just hearers, but doers of the word. So you have to read the word physically to look at the word. Now, once the eyes look at the word, you automatically have to hear that same word that you're looking at. Because as you look at it, your inner you, that self in you, is reading the words to you. Your brain is literally reading the words back to you. How can you hear without a preacher? Well, one has to see the words, if you look at the words, that's why the Bible said write the vision, make it plain, because as you write the word, you can read the word, and then you can hear the word. And as you hear the word, he that has ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord, which is the positive energy of the Lord, is saying to the church. That's all, man. I don't want to confuse too much, man, but that was real profound. I felt the Spirit, man, the God that laid that on me, man, because he had some inquiring minds want to know a deeper depth of, you know, that spirit and that flesh, that carnal pit bull and that spiritual pit bull, King O, man. I hope you ain't mad at me, homie, for taking too long to get it out. You know what I mean?
As long as you make it plain, brother, it's all right. You know what I'm talking about?
All right.
For sure.
You know
we got another phone call from 404-246. You on live with Hip Hop Meets the Christ.
What's going on, y'all? What up, King?
What it is, Preacher Bond?
Not much. Doing good.
All right, King.
You.
Call y'all on the lunch break, man. You know how to call in.
Oh, man,
hey, man.
Sound like
email,
you,
me email me some lunch.
Email
man.
Me some
I'm
lunch,
man. I'm hungry over here.
We're going to do some miracles. We're going to email the lunch. We're going to do what Jesus
did. Yeah.
We're
going to do some miracles.
How everybody doing today, man?
Man, we great,
oh, man.
What's up with you, Charlie?
What's going on, King?
We holding it up
out here. Yeah, no, man, I be speaking to the neighbors, King. Yeah, it's real. It ain't edited. It's live.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you checking in, Preacher Boy. You know what I'm talking about? We speaking on that love, man. What you got to say about love, man? Give us something on that love thing, man. I know you can go all the way deep with it because you the preacher.
Okay, when you talk about love, we got types of love because, you know, everybody don't love the same way.
Right.
But love, no.
But this is the love where the Bible speaks on called agape.
Uh-oh.
And that love is unconditional. Anything, unconditional. Because, no, I can say I love you this way, but somebody else do me some type of way, and I love them, but, you know, I don't love them like that. I just love them because it's right to love them. But if you love somebody do any circumstance,
obligated
no matter
love.
What, up, down, sideways, backwards, forward, flipped around, backwards, you know, the worst sin in the world. Can you love them unconditionally the same way you love your mama? Can I love somebody who killed my Savior? If I knew the man who nailed Jesus to the cross, if I met him today, would I love him the same way God loved me?
Uh-huh.
Now, that's the thing. Love, the word love is a question also.
Okay.
It's a word and it's a question. Because do you love the way that you're supposed to love? You know, it's four different. As a matter of fact, I see y'all asking me this. I had, before I graduated college, I did a project on love. And it's four different types of love. It's Philos love. That's brotherly love. If anybody knows Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, that's one type of love. Got agape love. That's unconditional love. And it's, I don't remember I had the other two types, but it's four types of love.
Are you just a client? I'm on just a client for it, and I got great for coming now. Is that how it is? Well, I could just send it in.
Hmm? There's four different types of love. Now I'm going to talk to somebody at work. But the Bible tells us about love, and we're supposed to love all the same, you know, no matter what we pick and
thing.
You can say
that's right.
You get it multitasked on.
Yes, sir. We know how it go.
You gotta pay your bill, King. You gotta pay your bill.
You know how it goes, man. We ain't mad at you.
We ain't no stranger to that.
When it comes to love, you know, we supposed to love unconditionally, no matter what. That's supposed to be love above all love. But God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. I don't know if anybody out there, you know, you got a kid. If anybody, you got a kid. Three kids. Imagine if you only had one, though. Would you give your only son the love? I mean, would you give your only son that you love so dearly to die for the world, and you know they're gonna treat you wrong, and you know they're gonna, you know, take your name in vain, fornicate,
lie, steal,
kill?
I ain't gonna
be able
to do it. Yeah,
that's
what
I'm saying.
I ain't gonna be able to do it. Don't even look at me.
I ain't gonna be able to do it. Now. That's why I say that word love is a word and it's a question.
You're right.
Just that word by itself, love. Matter of fact,
You can't explain that kind of love. You can't explain that. You're giving up your own son and you know. Right. If you know they're going to get out the door, you know they're going to kill you, you know they're going to do this, and you still give them up. But you didn't even explain that kind of love right now.
I love them. Yeah, and they're going to treat me wrong, and I still love them. Man, I call it the right time, the right moment.
That's amazing, homie.
Yeah.
All right.
It is.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, man. Appreciate you, preacher. I told y'all, new preacher boy, he held back a little bit. He finna go all the way deep.
He had to contain it because he was at work. He had to confine it. He couldn't let that thing out the chat. He was going to scare somebody. You know what I mean?
That's what just happened, man. The girl walked up. She was like, are you doing something? I'm like, I'm just talking on the radio. Like,
See, how I know that.
It is Jesus.
Hold up, King. Even in that situation, do we love God enough to, in spite of where we at on your job, in your work,
that's what I've been waiting on.
Do you love God enough to still represent the kingdom of God?
Now you're talking
my
name.
To be a disciple of His word. Mm-hmm. Do you love Him? That's just the surface, the shell. Where you walk around people, you know, saying, "Oh, why you rap like that? Why your hair like
sound
that?
That trumpet? Sound that trumpet." Yeah.
Why you guys do it like that? We don't do it like that.
What you're saying is,
do you love Jesus though? Because what I'm doing is I'm showing you Him.
Right.
Through my eyes.
By action.
Through my eyes and through action. It's in one of my songs. I say faith without actions is a noun without a verb.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then.
That's what it is.
What Paul say? Show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. So you got to work that thing out. You can't be afraid when you in the street. See, I feel my brethren right there. And see, that right there just electrifies me, like Proverbs say, iron sharpens iron. As iron sharpens iron, so does a man in countenance of his brother. But see, that's what I be on, and that's what I be looking for. See, I be looking for some warriors out here in these streets when Christ say, hey, put down that rod and follow me. I'm going to make you fishers of men. See, I'm be looking for them warriors. I want them warriors that ain't scared to be on the job saying, yeah, I understand, but hey, I work for, hey, there we go. We some warriors. We specialize in warfare. Hey, we never know where the war going to kick off at. If it kick off on the job, we can't be running. You understand me? But yet still they give us a Superman image. No matter what Superman do, he duck off from the ground, from the crowd when he Clark Kent. Something pop off, he in a phone booth somewhere. Bow, stripping down.
Right.
Superman. Da-da-da-da. I am Superman. What you mean, huh? Because I represent the I am. I represent that I am, huh? I am all that I am. I am all that I am.
Supernatural.
I am you. I am. Man, come on, supernatural, so we can do what they say we can't now. Huh? Supernatural, so we can do what they say we can't now. I said that supernatural, so we can do what they say we can't now. You understand me? That's how I am get down. That's how he get down.
Yeah, they ain't, man.
Oh, see, they ain't ready for these broadcasts, man. See, God told him he was going to take it somewhere else in 2014, man. He going to get radical, man, because he going to rectify some of this false indoctrination he been putting on his people, man. You understand me? We going to put a face on Satan real soon. So y'all stay tuned in and wait for that broadcast, King. We going to give him one, man, called The Face of Satan. Ooh, yep. I know what you look like, boy.
I'm going to slap the shield out of the face of too. Let me put that out here. I'm going to give the Christ in me.
Look like. We're going to expose you. We're going to tell the whole world what you look like. We're going to show your ugly face. We're going to show your ugly face. They say the greatest trick he ever did was convince the world he didn't exist. Well, I know where you've been hiding at.
That was the light for, man, to expose that darkness. You know what I'm talking about? Shine a light on them demons we ain't afraid of. Mm-hmm. Right, big hurt.
Yeah, yeah, we gon'
they don't hide from us.
Yeah.
We shine a light on them demons. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, this is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, there is truth. Well, true love is only found in God. You know what I mean? Because God is love. Oh, there you go. Yes,
the
sir. I need to sign up for
the
singing list.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. You giving out singing lists,
man?
Man,
go on,
I need some singing lists.
I can't get out like that, bro.
Give me a tune.
I just do a little melody every now and then. I ain't doing nothing, man. I ain't making no noise.
Man, that ain't no singing in the shower right now, man. That's some singing, bro. Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? You feed to the soul, so I got, I'm gonna keep sowing if you keep showing. You know what I mean?
Well, sing me, sign me up for some rehearsal because I need to learn how to sing.
Well, you know, hey, matter of fact, speaking of that, man, I do know the place where you can get that information. If you are looking for cultivation and development, man, hey, man, go ahead on, get on that computer right quick, man. Go to KOBGMG.com. That's King Ordained by God Music Group.com. But don't type in all the letters. Just type in KOBGMG.com. If you want to contact myself, if you want to contact the president, which is Oasis, if you want to contact the vice president, which is King Hurt, hey, give us a holler, man. Or if you want to contact me, CEO, that's myself, give me an email, man. Shoot some material over there, man. Hey, we're going to see what you're talking about. And if you're talking about that, we're going to show you how to walk that. You dig that?
What's that website again, King?
It's KOBGMG.com. Again, KOBGMG.com. King's Ordained by God Music Group. It's a movement, not a moment.
That's right. Yeah. Movements don't stand still. They don't sound like that. What I'm talking about.
You gotta move some.
Keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. It's a thinking man's game.
Yes, sir. Let's get back to this love, man. The greatest gift is love. Remember that, man. You can have faith, you can have hope, and you can have love. And love is the greatest of those three. You know what I'm saying? Faith can do a whole bunch of stuff. It can help you move out. It can let you walk on water and everything. But it's nothing if it ain't got love. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
God loves the world so much, he gave Jesus, his most precious gift, to us. You see what I'm saying? He didn't do it for himself. He did that for us. I'm going to save y'all because you know how it is when you're, okay, check it out. Now, when we was little, getting in trouble, I grew up, I had a mama and a daddy. Now, when we got in trouble, where we acting up at church or school or whatever, my daddy said, I'm going to get you when we get to the house. And I'm talking about he will get you for real. He's 6'5", 2-something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, your dad ain't no small dude, bro. I see you, dad. I don't want it with him. I'm telling you now. I don't want no problem with you.
But check it
out,
though, man. Check it out. This is why I brought that up, man. Sometimes my mama would come in there and talk to him and say, let him slide. Yes, sir. That's what Christ do for us. Right. That's what Christ. Because God
mercy.
Representing that Father, I'm going to get you. God said, I'm going to destroy the whole earth. Then grace and mercy, Jesus, say, hold on. Don't destroy all of them. They're going to know it right there. Uh-oh. You know what I'm saying? So that's what Jesus do. He come in there for you. Take your punishment for you. You know what I'm saying? Even my mama didn't say, she just said, let him slide. She didn't say, whoop me instead. But Jesus said, go ahead. You can whoop me instead. I take his whooping. You know what I'm saying? That's that agape love. See, I don't even believe we can define agape love because, you know, a lot of folks say it's unconditional. And I want to take it deeper because, like Jimmy said, you know, be conditioned with it. But it's because I choose to love you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I choose to. Yeah, the devil pointing at you, blaming you all day long. Look at what he did. You kicked me out. Look at what they doing. Look at what they do. He the accuser. But God said, man, I choose to love him because, look, they obeying me. You didn't want to stay in submission to me. You know what I'm saying? They, at least they obeying. You know what I'm saying?
At least they repent.
So, yeah, man. Right. Right. They striving. You know what I mean? So love. Love, it feels all things. And one more thing about love before I move on. It campaigns against sin. Like Genesis said, we warriors. So love all day long fighting against sin. You know what I'm saying? Love all day long fighting against hate. We're standing, should I say, because love ain't going nowhere. The hate is what's fighting against love. The love is still standing. Love feels all things. It's heartfelt. It sympathizes with others. Love believes and expects the best in all things and for others. I'm going to repeat that. Love feels all things. It sympathizes with others. It believes and expects the best in all things and for others. It's not selfish. Not focus on what it can do for itself, but what can I do to make that person's life better? You know what I mean? Love endures and overcomes every obstacle that it faces. Yeah, it endures, it overcomes every obstacle. Love never lets you down. Yeah, that's right. It upholds you. Love always wins. We have the victory. Pursue love, not lust. Feed your spirit more. Kill your flesh more. You know what I'm saying? Don't be stifling your spirit so you can feed your flesh. You know what I'm saying? Do it the other way.
feed your spirit so you can kill that flesh. Love your neighbor as yourself. Like I said, when you think about that, love your neighbor as yourself, whoever you meet, whoever's in your life, that's your neighbor. Love them as yourself because God says so. You're not going to let anything happen to you. Like if somebody's trying to hit you or something, you're going to block. You got defense, okay? You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to protect yourself, then you got to protect others as well, man. That's what you're talking about, Superman. Superman, that's the hero. Yeah, we got a true hero that Incredible Hulk can't compare to, Superman can't compare to, Iron Man can't compare to, Wonder Woman can't compare to. You know what I'm saying? None of the Justice League can't compare to Jesus the Christ. You know what I'm saying? Jesus the Christ. I don't even believe those superheroes were, I don't even believe they were strong as John the Baptist. You know what I'm saying? So they sure enough can't hold nothing to Jesus. And John the Baptist said, I can't even, y'all looking at me, want to give me problems. I can't even bend down and tie Jesus' shoestring or unloose his sandal strap because they didn't have strings in his shoes. But anyway, get the point. You know what I'm saying? But the Old Testament and the New Testament teach you how to love. In other words, love is the purpose of the whole Bible. Yeah, that don't mean no followers of Christ are soft. We warriors, all right? We got the lamb's eye. We're going to come into you in peace. But we know that this evil world, they killed the lamb, all right? But you will not be able to kill the lion. So we come in peace. The Bible tells me to follow peace with all men if possible. Because he got some fools out here. You know what I'm saying? So you come in peace. We come in peace. But don't make us attack like Walter was saying. You better go head on before we make you go head on. You know what I'm saying? You want to go ahead and leave us alone on your own. You know what I'm saying? We're talking to these enemies now. We ain't talking to no flesh and blood person. The enemy, the devil, know who we talking to. All right? Love God with all, with your all, everything in you. The finished work of Jesus the Christ. That's love. He didn't do that for himself. When they were telling him to get off the cross, if you save others, but you can't save yourself. He didn't come here to save himself. He came here to save us. You know what I mean? He died for your sins, my sins, the same ones who crucified him sins. I received Jesus. Genesis done received Jesus. Wanda done received Jesus. Big Hurt done received Jesus. And you know, preacher boy done received Jesus. But will you receive Jesus? Mm-hmm. God is the one that raised Jesus up for his glory when man killed him. The love of Christ makes us to do right. Look at that. I'm telling you now, if God got you for everything you did, you wouldn't be here. So he still has mercy. And once you experience his love instead of his punishment, his wrath, you'd be like, oh, shoot. Now I know you should whoop me right here, but you're going to love me instead? Remember, I told you, come to your rescue. Jesus, come to your rescue. Don't whoop them. I take it. Mm-hmm. The love of Christ is what makes you want to do right. So stop living for yourself and start living for Jesus. He died for you, and he is also resurrected. Do not love the worldly mindset or the things of the world. If you do, then you can't love God. Have no other gods before him. All right, we got a couple more scriptures. Let's go to John, the 14th chapter, 21st verse. John 14 and 21. We're going to pick up the pace a little bit here so we can get it all in, but we're never rushing, though. Never rushing. We're always led by the Spirit of God, though. All right? So let's go with it. John 14 and 21 says, he who has my commandments, this is Jesus talking, he who has my commandments and keeps them. It's one thing to know what to do, but then it's another thing to do what you know to do, all right? He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he or she who loves me. You can say it all day long, but God knows who loves him. I love Jesus, yeah? Do you? Okay. He know. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. If you love Jesus, then God's going to love you, all right? And I will love him and manifest myself to him, or I'm going to love him and show myself to him. You know what I mean? Now let's go to the first verse up in chapter 14, John 14. Let's look at the first verse, first three verses. It says, let not your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. in my father, he my father, in my father's house are many mansions. How in the world? See what I'm saying? It got to be spiritually understood. Because how in the world can the mansion fit inside of a house? And a mansion is bigger than a house. But in my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. Will you receive Jesus today? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. Mm-hmm. That where I am, there you may be also. See, God or Christ or the Holy Spirit, he's not selfish. You know what I'm saying? He's not selfish. He's very selfless. Does things to benefit us. He might tell you, you know, just like your parents. You want to eat sweets all day and all night when you're a young kid or what happened when you're a young child. But your parents, if they some parents, they had put some vegetables in there, man, you ain't finna just, no, you're not going to get no sweets. That's what a true parent is. You're not finna get no sweets until you eat this food. You know what I'm saying? You ain't finna get no dessert until you eat this food. You know what I'm talking about? So in the, pursue love, man. Pursue love, not lust. Pursue love, not lust. Now, let's go to the main scripture, which is 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. We really finna get into it before we get off this live broadcast. 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians chapter number 13. I told y'all keep something right there. We was coming back to it, and we going, you know, about to go ahead and climax on this part. You know what I mean? Get up out of here. Got like two more scriptures after this, I think. Yeah, but yeah, this is love. In you there is love. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. It says, look, listen to this. Even if you're not reading it, listen to this. Matter of fact, get into the whole chapter, 1 Corinthians 13. Right now we're going to focus on verses number 4 through 8 and number 13. And it says, love suffers long, long suffering. All right? Suffer for a long time? Yes. Yeah. We suffering for a long time? Yeah. Love suffers long, see? And it is kind. Love does not envy. Want what you got and then don't want you to have it. You know what I'm saying? That's envy. But love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Love is not puffed up. Love ain't arrogant. You know what I mean? It ain't trying to put his own name out there, nothing. Like I said, God do stuff to benefit us. Verse 5 says, love does not behave rudely. It ain't rude. Because love does not seek his own. If he was seeking his own, it probably would be rude. But love seeking your good, all right? Love is not provoked. Guess what else? Love thinks no evil. Only good thoughts comes from love. Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but love rejoices in the truth. Love rejoices in the truth. One more time. Love rejoices in the truth. It does not rejoice in iniquity. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. Guess what else? Love endures all things. Verse 8 says, love never fails. If you don't remember nothing else from this broadcast, remember, love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. But the first part of that verse says love never fails. 1 Corinthians 13 and 8. Now go down to verse 13. It says, and now abide. You got faith, you got hope, and you got love. These three. But remember that the greatest of these is love. Love. God is love. And he has been suffering a long time. Working with us, though. His human creation. That's, he's been patient with us. We've been making them suffer, yeah. So we still won't get right. After all of this life on this earth as a whole, his human creation still will not submit to him. Yet he is still kind to us, wake up every day. He is patient. You know what I'm saying? Give you sunshine. Hey, still water the grass for you. You know what I'm saying? He still provide for you, give you the power to get well so you can go clock in and everything. Whether we choose him or not, he still, you know what I mean? That's grace and mercy. Love is willingly. Love is to willingly care for another person. Willingly. Your own free will. Not forced. Not obligated, like Genesis was saying earlier. But it's willingly, willingly caring for another person. Love is not based on any good quality or ability or desire, but love is great affection that causes God to give and to do things for us, even when we are not concerned with him or his ways. Yeah, I repeat this. Yeah. Love is willingly caring for another person. That's first of all. Willingly choosing to care for another person. Love is not based on any good quality or ability or desire of that person, but love is great affection that causes God to give and to do things for us, even when we are not concerned with him or his way. He is not envious, you know, wanting what somebody else has, wanting somebody else's success, qualities or possessions. That ain't, man, he own everything. He ain't envious. We are the ones that who try to steal his glory. Uh-oh, man, hey, can you hear me now? Hey, you, is this thing still on? Maybe make sure. He don't want what you got. He already own everything. We are the ones that be trying to steal his glory. I speak as a human, yeah. Sometimes you want to go where everybody know your name. Your name now, not his name. But everywhere we go, we giving them Jesus' name. I can care less if you know my name. You know what I'm saying? I might say it from time to time, but I guarantee you I'm promoting more Christ than myself. So we as humans are the ones to try to steal his glory. Think about it. Look at the little award ceremonies. And, you know, come on, man. You want people to glorify you. Huh. Anyway, we are the ones suffering from the same thing that Lucifer did, which was envy. We acting like the devil, who is a bastard, instead of loving and receiving the Father, our Father. Shame on us humans. The reason we as a human race, see, the reason we as a human race, God's human race on top of that, his human creation, will not submit to God, the Almighty, is because we are too busy being envious of him, trying to steal his glory and his power and his prestige. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We trying to, you know, we want people to make us feel good, to say good things about us. We are supposed to be focused on doing that about God. Now, if you exalt Jesus, guess what? He going to exalt you. You ain't got to worry about no fortune to fame and going after it. You exalt Jesus. He going to draw all men to himself. Then it's his good pleasure to give you the kingdom, so he going to turn around and exalt you too. You know what I'm saying? You bigging him up, and he bigging you up. You bigging him up from the earth, bragging on him on the earth, and he up in heaven bragging to the Father about you. Let's go. God is love. And he wants you to have and enjoy life and have it in abundance. Yeah, he wants you to have life. He wants you to enjoy life and have it in abundance, man. The devil's children don't, oh, man, please. We're starting to get our stuff back. You know what I'm saying? God owns everything. He doesn't brag about himself. He is not arrogant at all. He's humble. That's why they thought he was a lamb. They could just kill him. They didn't realize he was going to rise back up. They didn't realize he had God Almighty on the side, man. God, or should I say love, is not rude. God, or should I say love, does not seek his own good. He plans out life for your good. You can't aggravate God. He is love. He is not emotional. He is love. Love ain't no emotion, man. Yeah, love show action, though. God, or should I say love, thinks no evil. God, love, does not rejoice in wickedness, in immorality, or in injustice. Nor does he rejoice in crime. But love rejoices in the truth. His word is the truth. Jesus is his word. God, or should I say love, outlasts all things. I'm the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega. God outlasts all things. God is love. Love outlasts all things. Love believes all things. Mm-hmm. Love believes all things that you believe good about yourself and life. Love believes it can happen for you. all the good things that you believe about yourself and life. Love believes it with you. All the good things that you dream or think can happen to you, God believes them too. Yeah, all the good things that you dream or think can happen to you, God believes that about you too. Love endures. In other words, it outlasts all things. Love will never fail you. In you, in God, there is faith, hope, and there is love. But out of these three key components, love is the greatest. Love is the greatest. Now let's look at, I got John 3:16-17, then we're going to end with Revelation 21:4. All right? Let's go to John. Very familiar scripture. We will not let it die. You know what I'm saying? We will not let it just become a cliche or something that, that's what all the Christians say. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, if you want to call me something, call me a Christian. Capitalize the C-H-R-I-S and the T in Christian then. Christian. Don't call me no Christian. Too many weaklings. Yes, I believe the Lord. Yes, I follow the Christ. But I'm the definition of the Christian. You know what I'm saying? You can't just call me a Christian. You're going to have to call me the definition. You know what I'm saying? Though that is follower of Christ. That's what the definition of Christian is. Not just the name, but a follower of Christ, a true follower of Christ. You know what I'm saying? All right, John 3:16 and 17, it says, for God Almighty, or put love there. Every time you see God in this Bible, you can put love there too, because God is love. For God, or for love, so loved the world, loved the world so much, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever, no matter who you are, whoever believes in him, yeah, believes in Jesus, whoever believes in Jesus should not perish, but you're going to have everlasting life. Verse 17, you got to know this too. For God, or love, did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but he sent his Son in the world that through him the world might be saved. Will you receive love today? Will you receive Jesus today? This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, true love is only found in God. Now, I'm opening up your microphone, Wanda. If you got anything to add or say, you can do that. Preacher Boy, I'm coming to you next. Genesis, you already know. Wanda, what up?
Yes. Just to piggyback off what you just read, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And as Preacher Boy was saying earlier, who would give their only child?
Right.
That's the ultimate love.
I ain't finna do it.
Yeah, me. I almost want to believe you there, but I know it was the blood. I know you covered, and I know that you have Jesus in you. It's all over you. I know when God speaks, you obey. So,
right.
Oh, you already fight the demon. The demon can't win against you. So if God said give it, you would give it. I already know that Oasis would give it. I already know that I would give it. It may not be our choice. Listen,
right.
We may not want
like
to.
Abraham.
We flash against, hey, we fight against that demon. We fight against the demon of flesh. We might not want
right.
to, but because God said so. We are his followers. We give it. And guess what? He will make it all for our good. All
Amen.
For our good. So it's all love. And I love everybody. And I love God. And I thank God that he did, you know, die. He sent his Son so he wouldn't have wrath on us. Because if he hadn't sent Jesus, where would we be?
Right.
What
under that wrath. Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Amen.
Yeah,
Push
amen.
Show. That's what it is. Hey. Preacher Boy, you still there, man? I think Preacher Boy gone. All right, Young G.
Yeah, he was on his lunch break.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Well, man.
Oh, he's there.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead, Preacher. He said, I had to finish chewing right quick. Yes, sir. I don't want you to choke.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
He said, move, G.
Go ahead, preacher boy. Speak on it.
Man, speak on it. Just like what Andrew said about the love part, man. No. Now, like I said, love is a question in the word. It's a question in the word because we say we love people. We say we do this. But I will give you a scenario. You know, we all weren't saved. I wasn't saved my whole entire life. I had another. No, I wasn't good my whole entire life.
Right, right.
I was in a scenario one time. I got shot. Dudes had a gun to my face and would have shot me in my face, but I put my forearm up. And I would show anybody who want to see the scar, 357 scar across my forearm.
Wow.
This day, February 1st, 2014, I could call this dude because I got to a point where I was like, how can I forgive somebody else? No, how can I expect somebody to forgive me and I don't forgive them? See, that ties, this thing that ties into love. Forgiveness
right.
ties into love. Salvation ties
Amen.
Into love. Redemption ties into love. Peace ties into love. Healing, all that comes from love. Like the verse say, God so loved the world that he said, okay, you got AIDS, I'm going to heal you. You got this, I'm going to heal you. You got debt, I'm going to set you free. They doing, they talking about your name, I'm going to give you, I'm going to comfort you. That's how much he loved us. He could have been like, you know what they talking about you? Yeah, you don't pay your tithes, so forget you. God could have said that. He could have easily said, you know what? Y'all want to keep hitting them clubs and keep drinking? You don't want to come to church. You don't want to give me 10 minutes out your day. I'm going to let that bullet hit you in that organ. We're going to have you paralyzed for the rest of your life. We ain't going to let you see it
right.
day. God could have easily said that, but he said, hold up. I got a plan for this one right here.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to use him because I love him so much. And I understand where he's coming from. Like I said when we was at the concert last month, when I talk to God, I don't come to him like trying to sound like how my bishop sounds or trying to sound like how my pastor sounds. I'm from the streets. I talk like I'm from the streets, but I'm sophisticated
right.
the way I talk. I say, yo, God, I need you right now. I'm going through something right now. And because he loved me, he understands, forgives, he grants mercy. And then, hold on, this is the deepest part of love right here. I just said one part. Grace and mercy.
What'd you say now?
Amen.
Amen.
Grace and mercy. Y'all don't understand about that. Grace. Grace is saying, okay, I know you got it, but I'm still going to give it to you. That's grace. That's the grace part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know you got this, I know you got that, but I'm still going to grant you this. That's grace. Mercy is saying, okay, I know you used to do this, I know you should do that. I ain't caring about it, you know. Yeah, you used to do it, so whatever, it's over with. It's a new day. That's why you take this walk with God. That's why you got to take this walk with God one day at a time. Because if you live on yesterday, and if you live on tomorrow, it's the present. You never, this one thing I said about yesterday and tomorrow. Tomorrow you will never see because tomorrow is always going to be tomorrow. Yesterday will always be gone because yesterday is always going to be yesterday. You got to live for God today, right now. Love him today,
Amen.
Love him right now. Don't wait till tomorrow to love him. Don't be like, oh, I love you yesterday.
I love you later.
Yeah, I love you later. You got to do this all right now. You got to do this all right now. For sure.
Amen.
Let me go ahead and hop back in the work there, man.
email me my lunch, man. I just want a little piece of sandwich or something. Enjoy your day, though, preacher boy. Preach it.
You know,
appreciate you checking in. All right, that's what's up. But so, Young G, go ahead and take us out, man. Last comments and what have you, and pray us out of here if you would. I know you're multitasking too. Check in.
You already know, man. Not much to say, man. But the word is the word. But you know, don't spend a lifetime chasing the wind. What do you mean by that? Solomon spoke out of great wisdom, and he said that everything is vanity. Once you have real knowledge and understanding of what's going on, you'll be wise enough to know the majority of what we allow to burden our lives is mere vanity. Don't spend a lifetime chasing the wind. Don't spend a life of time looking outside the window for something that's inside the house.
That's good.
With that being said, Father, we thank you for grace and mercy, Father. We thank you for peace. We thank you for knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, Father. We thank you, oh God, that you will continue to grant us your mercy, Father. Continue to grant us your wisdom, Father God, the secret knowledge of your kingdom, Father God. Continue to show, one, God, who we are. Father God, show us our position in which you created us. Father God, give us the ability to do that you had put into us to do, that even greater than what we can ever think. God, give us the wisdom beyond our man-made education and our contained, confined ability to stretch. Father God, give us wisdom beyond the stars. Father God, give us grace uncharted. In the name of your Son, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I leave y'all with this last scripture. And this is also more love right here. Revelation 21:4 says, and God, or should I say, and love, will wipe away every tear from your eyes. There will be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Shouts out much love to all those that's listening. Shouts out much, much love from Abba Father to you, Wanda, to you, Young G, Genesis, and to you, Preacher Boy, you, Big Hurt. We'll holler at y'all next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. KLBG's Stand Up.
Just a war cry, man. Time to make them demons flee, homie. Yikes. Uh-huh. Giving God the praises every day that I'm breathing. You might give it when I want it, but you got it when I need it. Listen, Jesus, I know you would sacrifice for the people, so I am here with a reason. I'm turning demons to pieces. I put the light on your secrets and then I silence your leeches. I ain't afraid of no demons. Disciples ride with me. As long as I'm in this word, his light gon' shine on me. I put them light on them demons. It ain't no hide for me. Amen. Hey, hey, amen. Hey. Hey, hey, amen, hey, 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 amen. Warriors and guards arm me. You can't harm me. No weapon formed against me will work. Don't try to charm me. I ain't a snake or devil, so you can't disarm me. I keep my head in this book. My father, he alarms me. I'm fully equipped and well prepared for the war. Precise when I strike to kill Babylon the whore. Chop Satan's head off too. Yeah, he don't want none. We rep with the one who on the cross said it was done. Yeah, I'm talking about the Son, or should I say Jesus. When things get crazy in life, it's in him that we trust. That's right, trust in him all the way. To push Satan back, get on your knees and you pray. Thank God for making a way and praise him every day. And open up your mouth and join with these kings and say, hey, 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 amen, hey, 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 amen, hey, 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 amen, hey, 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 amen, hey, hey. Hey, amen, hey, 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 amen, hey, hey, hey.
Can I get a quick minute? Let me kick it how I kick it. Ain't gotta say a word, not a head if you feel it. I'm tryna keep it straight up and down, no chaser. Swag top notch, flow sharp like a razor. Spit hot, flames running up the lanes that it travels in. Better let him hold a young G back at his crap again. Gone in the zone, blown like the wind beat. Breathe on the track, God, let him know you still in me. I mean family, elevate the man in me. Let me be what I was supposed to be when you created me. Yeah, royalty since birth, anointed and appointed for dominion on this earth. Let me speak only for a minute. Open your ears, close your mouth and watch how you feel it. Now get it, down in your heart, ain't no life without God. Cause he wrote the movie script and we just playing the part. Yeah.
I got to give you glory this time around. You turn my crown upside down. Thank you for holding me down. I got to give you glory this time around. You turn my crown upside down. Thank you for holding me down.
I gotta get on my glizzy, I gotta get on my hustle. Gotta go and re-up if I won't double for my trouble. That means I gotta give you more than what I ever gave. Pull my heart out till they put this dead body in the grave. Caveman, how I do it when I'm doing this. All out of order, breaking rules, trying to exist. Look at what this world's come to. Own flesh and blood turning on you, wanna harm you. Real truth, look, we all came from the earth. Tell me why we gotta pay when we inherited the earth. Yeah, kings and queens since birth. Let your minds be renewed as I teach through this verse. I'm about to put you up on game, what it's supposed to be like. And I ain't holding back a thing, I'm alone tonight. And I might get you right if you ride with me. King status over, this a way, step inside with me.
I got to give you glory this time around. You turn my crown upside down. Thank you for holding me down. I got to give you glory this time around. You turn my crown upside down. Thank you for holding me down.
I'm loving the way it feels every time I start spitting these bars. Feet planted in the earth, head up there with the stars. I'm looking at Mars like, what's up? Hey, what's happening? Like my little homie say, I'm spaceship swagging. I'm on a whole nother level with this. I know that sentence wasn't proper, but I'm clever with this. Yeah, dig this. I'm just riding to the beat. Arm hanging out the window as I glide through the streets. As hard as it is to believe the invisible, at the right amount of faith, they might just make you invincible. It's a miracle in the physical form of a man. Understand me, I am what I am. Still kicking these clothes, I suppose it exposes the level of endurance I hold. Chosen in a water position, on a mission to deliver what the world has been missing.
I got to give you glory.